from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. If you have lactate in your fridge, check the Best Buy dates. The FDA announcing a voluntary recall of 96-ounce containers of lactates whole, 2%, 1%, and fat-free milk with various Best Buy dates across 27 states, including New Jersey. And that's because the milk contains trace amounts of almonds that are not listed on the ingredient labels. Anyone with an almond allergy could be at serious risk if they drink the milk. All the details are at NJ1015.com. 25% of homeowners in the Northeast, including New Jersey, say they feel financially unprepared to handle the potential costs associated with an extreme weather event, according to Bankrate. 15% of homeowners say they would not be able to pay their deductible without going into debt should they incur damage from a hurricane or a tornado, says analyst Shannon Martin.
That number goes up to 21% when you look at homeowners that make less than $50,000 a year. And then it's only 8% of homeowners that make over $100,000 a year that are concerned about it. And that's a really big difference.
It's only 6% of homeowners in the Northeast say they're interested in weatherproofing strategies like hurricane, that they've invested in these strategies like hurricane shutters and roof replacements in the past 5 years. This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums 5 for $10. Hanging baskets only $5.99. They're wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane. The sentencing date for disgraced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is being postponed until after the November 5th election. It was supposed to be on October 29th, but the New York federal judge in the case has moved it to January 29th. Menendez was convicted in July in a wide-ranging corruption case. Menendez's wife, Nadine, has also been charged in the corruption case. But her trial has been suspended indefinitely as she battles breast cancer. New Jersey will be blasting drivers with billboards and radio ads to promote safer behavior on the roads.
The State Transportation Department is launching a new roadway safety public awareness program to promote safer driving. Messages encouraging drivers to think about the potentially fatal consequences of speeding and distracted driving will be put on billboards, social media, digital platforms, and radio stations. Other messages will promote respect and civility on the roads. The program will run through the end of the year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. We have brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Cool and cloudy with a possible sprinkle. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Rain chances remain relatively low heading through this afternoon. Just a sprinkle at some point, if that. We're keeping thick cloud cover, and temperatures aren't moving much over the next 24 to 36 hours. Highs this afternoon, upper 60s to around 70. That's it. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow's highs 65 to 70, still cloudy and blah. And spotty showers look to make a comeback tomorrow afternoon and evening, especially to the northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor. Thursday, a surprising warm-up. It's going to feel humid, highs near 80 degrees, with some peaks of sun, but also a continuing chance of a shower on Thursday, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark and Edison are both 65. Mount Holly is 67. Weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance? Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.